This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Back with another hour of What's on Your Mind live in Arizona. It is the Build That Wall edition of What's on Your Mind all week long on the program, brought to you today in part by H.A. Thompson & Sons. How about this? I'm flying down last night from Bismarck and throwing my stuff in the overhead bins, and I hear, "Hey, Hannon, are you going to the border?" Who the heck is that? So I turn around. It's Mark Thompson from H.A. Thompson & Sons, as a matter of fact. And he was as excited as most people are in North Dakota to root for a North Dakota company, Fisher Industries, to, you know, not just secure the work and have, obviously, the work, but to secure the border, to, you know, get this done and get us to stop talking about it, for crying out loud. He also told me that somebody called from Grand Forks the other day and said, "Hey, if Scott Hannon says you guys are the ones to call, I'm going to call you." So remember that. H.A. Thompson and Sons. Been doing this over 100 years, one of those iconic companies, and they really do it well. They do. The best thing about, you know, what I appreciate about what they do is how much money they're saving building owners, you know, and managers, and that bottom line. So give them a call. HATandSons.com is the website, or stop and see them. Just quick weather report. I even hate to, you know, ruin your day, but, you know, it's just another week. It's another winter storm. And Wednesday night and Thursday, strong storm system moving into the northern plains. We're talking high precip amounts, strong winds, gusts 45 to 55 Wednesday night through Thursday, rain, a wintry mix, heavy snow, blizzard conditions are possible depending on the location. I'm looking at the snow map now, and we're looking at, like, Valley City, 8 to 12 inches. Foreman, 8 to 12 inches. Fargo, Cooperstown, Ada, Grand Forks, Thief River, and Fauston, like 6 to 8. And then as you go west, Bismarck, 3 to 4. Devil's Lake, 2 to 3. You know, Candu, Langdon, 1 to 2. 2 to 3 up in there. Hallock, 3 to 4. So, you know, the band is really the heavy stuff is Valley City South. Yeah, more than 12 inches. Hard to believe, but true. So, Tommy Fisher is with us today on the program. We've had the good pleasure of talking to Tommy a few times on this program, but never face-to-face, never at the world headquarters of Fisher Industries, a great North Dakota company here in beautiful Arizona. Tommy, how are you?
Great, and good to be here with you, Scott.
So you were on Fox & Friends a week ago today.
Yeah, time goes by fast.
Doesn't it, though? Yeah, and I visited with the president a week ago yesterday, and of course, a lot has happened in that time. Let's back up a little bit, because I talk about Fisher Industries, North Dakota company. I think a lot of us in North Dakota love the fact that here's a company out of Dickinson with great history that's been in the middle of this from the beginning. Tell me a little bit about the genesis of Fisher Industries, your dad, and this company.
Well, it's a pretty amazing story. You know, Dad grew up on a family farm a little bit east of Dickinson, North Dakota, and built the business by shoveling sand by hand on the family farm. You know, invented the first screen. So one of the things he taught me was the difference of two bits and $2.
And what is the difference, by the way?
Well, 25 cents and $2. And so if he shoveled rock, or he could split the rock out from the gravel, he'd get $2. Or if he just shoveled gravel with sand in it, he'd get 2 bits. So it made you an innovator right away from a monetary, you know, perspective there. So it was really neat, and Dad made it in the Hall of Fame this last month. So I got to give a speech on that, and to see that he
didn't go home.
We just laid the, you know, the building blocks.
I'm not sure what that was. He laid the building blocks for
everything we have today.
And so, now. And what do you have today? Talk a little bit about the footprint of Fisher Industries.
Well, Fisher spans, you know, between 14 states. We're a vertically integrated company where I believe we're the only large civil construction company that can bond in the multi-billions that actually have their in-house manufacturing facilities of steel. We asphalt pave, concrete pave, and then the biggest thing that's really Fisher sand and gravel is our ability to move anywhere in the country and make aggregates, to go on any farmer's land, make a deal with a farmer, you know, strip and then put back so he can till his crops and stuff. And it's just a unique company. We just do so many different things, and we're so versatile. That's why I think we are made to protect the southern border.
But this started as Dickinson, North Dakota, sand and gravel?
Yes, sir. And then it moved in the interstate highway days to Pitt in Glendive, Montana, that supplied a lot of I-94. And then Hankinson on the eastern side of North Dakota that did a lot of the interstate running north and south there from Grand Forks to Fargo. He's just set the building blocks. He gave us the work ethic that we have. And, you know, we grew a lot down here because Dad said, you know, it's sort of hard to believe we were successful only asking to work half days. He always said, do you just pick which 12 hours? And that's a North Dakota saying. And that's how things get done. So when we moved down here to the Southwest, we brought the Midwest farmer work ethic down here, and where you have sun a lot of the days. And we did that, and we grew rapidly, and people liked the work ethic, the quality of work we did, and, you know, we grew to a $500 million company.
When did you decide to get into the wall business?
Well, we were always big builders, and when the president started talking that, you know, we need a wall from sea to shining sea, I looked at it as we could have a chance of making history to build the largest project since the Hoover Dam. And we had the talent and the people of our company to not only build the largest project in the history of the United States, but also make one that works. And they had an in-house user base. And I got to meet a lot of the agents and see what they had to work with down there, and just say with just a little bit of high-tech infrastructure that we could provide them, we could make their job so much more efficient and easy to do.
Really fascinating, you know, to think about that. And obviously, you know, the president and I had a conversation about a letter that Senator Kevin Cramer had written to the Department of Homeland Security saying essentially the Corps of Engineers, the Army Corps of Engineers, is not going to be able to spend the money you've allocated already, let alone the stuff you're trying to get in the emergency spending or anything going forward, because it's just going so slow. And trying to get the attention of the Department of Homeland Security. Has he? I mean, do you believe you've got their attention now?
I hope so. You know, in an emergency basis, the bureaucracy of how normal government functions is very difficult to move that kind of dollars and stuff. That's why we were forward-thinking to present the offer that we did. And like you mentioned, how fast time goes, you know, with our offer, basically in less than 3 months, we're at a mile a day. So every week that gets wasted, basically another 5 miles could be protected.
You originally were one of 7 finalists for the wall when it was cement, right? So you think it's going to be cement? You go through, a great deal of expense and everything else to demo that, and all of a sudden the rules change, right?
Yeah, that's the great thing about Fisher is when they talked about concrete, we came up with the patent too, how to build concrete walls faster than anything ever been done in this world, in which we did. And they changed, but we took that same technology and we built the fastest 2 bridges in the history of America for ADOT Department of Transportation, Arizona Department of Transportation. So it's something that will be there forever, but that's the nice thing about Fisher is we can adapt. And so when they called and said, look, we're going to go away from concrete because we can never get bipartisan, you know, support on that. And
was purely political then.
It was purely, I think it was political. Agents were on both sides. Some agents wanted to see through. Some agents wanted to see over the top and have the sight vision or the advantage, so to speak. But what we did is when they called and said, look, it's not going to go concrete, we still have the concrete in our back pocket. So when they'll find out, maybe there's places in the Rio Grande that you have to build flood walls. Our concrete is unmatched in that application. But then we moved to steel, which, you know, that's one nice thing about Fisher. Whenever we're working with an owner, we're going to give you the honest opinion of what's best for not only the taxpayers, but for the government to use, because we do both. We do concrete and we do steel. But we want to go a step farther and give you the best that steel can offer.
Dana in Bismarck has a question for Tommy Fisher. Go ahead, Dana. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Tommy, I'm proud of you for doing this. I'm behind it 100%. Say, how much of this wall do you think you could mass produce? Because I think you're selling yourself short on how much you can do a day. There's enough talent out there that would back you on making this stuff and getting it done. I'm looking at like 10 miles a day.
He raised the bar on you, Tommy.
Yeah, I love it, Dana. We've done some analysis. Like the first phase that we've given them a proposal for was 234 miles. And when you gear up to a mile a day, you finish that fairly quick. But if they wanted to add more and get to another 400 miles or 600, we feel that on the utmost highest quality, we can get to probably 2 miles a day. But then it becomes a function of how much steel can you actually put together, the aggregates, and the different locations you have. But at 2 miles a day compared to what they're doing presently at 20 miles a year, basically in 10 days we do what they're turning right now in a year.
See, you know what I'm saying, though. The more people you bring in to do this, the faster it goes. And you're helping your neighbor at the same time as you're getting it done. So thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call, Dana, very much. And others welcome at 258-0550, 701-258-0550, or toll-free at 800-228-0550. So when I come back, I want to talk a little bit just about sort of the lay of the land and protecting the border now. What's there? What projects are underway? Are they working? Are they not? And then talk a little bit about what you have come up with in a short period of time that would be able to do this. I think it's extraordinary, a mile a day transitioning into,
2 miles a day.
2 miles a day.
Yep.
Our listener there wanted to get you to 5, but we'll talk about how you do that, how it would happen when we come back and questions. Welcome on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. InterOffice Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or plan space. Not only that, the team of designers at InterOffice have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into, so they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck, or go online to InterOfficeND.com.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talk to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can be as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small town North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. Those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Genest has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So my friend Mike Lindell of MyPillow, I'll never forget the time he told me that he was going to meet the president for the first time. And he came on the show. He was talking about what we usually talk about, his great products. And he said, yeah, they you know, called me up and said, would you like to meet the president? He'd like to meet you. So he goes there, and he tells me after that he spends an hour with the then candidate Donald Trump for president. And of that hour conversation, 10 minutes were about his ads and the pillow, and 50 minutes was about faith. And he said, we spend most of the hour talking about God. And I remember that thinking, well, number one, says a lot about Donald Trump. Number two, it's just amazing the empire that Michael Lindell has built based on, you know, what you see on TV with him wearing that cross and his strong faith. And his recovery story is phenomenal. He was a drug addict. So all that being said, good reason to buy a great pillow from a good guy and a good company. And not only the pillows or the mattress toppers, but also I love the Giza sheets. Giza cotton. It's grown in the Mediterranean. It is unlike any cotton you've ever known, and so are the sheets. Right now, 30% off. Promo code SCOTT gets you 30% off and free shipping. MyPillow.com, 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT. Back with Tommy Fisher. We're in Arizona. It is the Build That Wall edition of What's on Your Mind all week long. We're building some wall now, correct?
That is correct.
How is it going? You're not building it. Others are building it.
Others are building it. It's going, but to my level, very slowly.
So slow. For instance, did I hear the core shut down in part of Texas?
Yeah, that's what we've understood in some of the articles and stuff, whether it's right away or different things. You know, those jobs that were supposed to start here probably will be stopped here until November.
I didn't think of right away. So you got to go just like you would for a pipeline up in North Dakota or oil to get a easement and right away and get property, right?
Yeah, and that's the other thing that I think we bring to the table that we could even add to our proposal is the right hand really has to know what the left hand's doing at all times if you're going to take on a big job. So we have technical people, too, that can handle right-of-way acquisition and different things, and we've done it our whole lifetime, you know, dealing with farmers and everything on just aggregate leases and different things for entry. So when you don't quite understand exactly how the construction's going to go and where you're going to go, you don't have a lot of options. So I think that's one of the things that the government really has to take a look at when they look at our proposal to go, because that's the main thing. You got to have the area cleared.
So there's a lot of log jams. But I've also seen in some of your videos some, you know, I'm not a construction guy, but a shoddy work. I mean, that is going on in some of these projects. I mean, is that common?
Well, just even with the technology, our technology is so much superior to what they're doing right now. We use gravity as a friend than sort of an enemy. The second you put bracing down and different things, you're relying on different forces that you shouldn't. If you can hang and you can fix to something that's solid and you don't put any passive pressure over the trench or anything, gravity becomes, you know, your friend. So that's just really one of our techniques and different things that we have and innovative abilities at Fisher, because we have so many qualified and high-end people. We can come up with those, and, you know, it's no different than what Dad taught me years and years ago. Always respect gravity.
So tell me a little bit about the uniqueness of what you're proposing, what the Department of Homeland Security is going to see tomorrow. You know, you've patented this, and what design allows you the ability to go a mile a day when everybody else is a quarter mile a day?
Well, with our ability to hang and we don't use cranes, what happens is when they set one at a time, they're setting 1 8-foot panel at a time and putting it on bracing and wood and getting everything squared up. We hang 7 at a time at 18-foot high fence, or 5 at a time at 30-foot high fence, and basically move in. So we're moving in 56 or 40 feet at a time. And the excavator holds everything there perfect. So if you have to go up, down, left, right, side to side, it's just a movement. So we're going to show you that tomorrow, or we're going to have Scott Hennen in an excavator and show you that.
That's right.
If Scott can do it, we all can do it. But I think it's a big thing, because when you get big, you got to have quality people. And so, like the other caller said, look, even if we paid you 5 times the amount of money, can you guarantee this many miles? Well, you can if there's not enough qualified crane operators. But with our system, any person that has gumption and will and wants to work and learn a trade can become a superstar in what we have to offer.
Wow, so I didn't think of that. So the crane is mainly a labor pain point more than anything.
Correct, because you're setting up dunnage and you're hooking and different things. We still hook for a brief second that you'll see, but once it's on the hanger, the machine does everything else, and the machine gets all the bollards perfect in position every time.
And how about the steel itself?
Well, that's another big thing. We are a big steel company where right now the government, for whatever reason, is using carbon steel out in the middle of the elements. So if you did that with the DOT, you wouldn't last very long. You've got to have longer design life than 20 to 30 years. We're protecting our border, and it's such a massive project. And so we're using all weathering steel, which is a different alloy of steel. It has some copper in it and different things there.
I heard the president one day say something about, well, you just paint it.
Correct.
Right? He must have got that from the Corps, I suppose.
Yeah, and paint on carbon steel won't do you any good anyway without primer, but he's on the right path. He understands there's different alloys that you can put in the steel that when the rust forms in all weathering steel, it protects the coating, or it makes the coating almost like paint. So for a little bit more money that we've tried to explain, and we're going to explain that to the government very, very much in detail at our steel manufacturing facility, is let's go that next mile. Because why put something in today that's already rusted out, or they're fixing fence that was put in 98 and even 2005, and we're only 2019?
You know, what I worry about a little bit is the swamp setting this president up for failure on this, because I remember seeing recently a tweet from him saying, hey, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers tell me they're ahead of schedule. Well, they're only ahead of schedule because they set their own schedule, right?
That's correct.
And they're building a quarter mile a day. So they're telling him, hey, Mr. President, we're ahead of schedule, but really when you do the actual math to say how much are they building over how much time, there's no way. We're at a snail's pace to get this thing secure, right?
It's the truth. And that's why something has to jumpstart and something has to give. And we're hoping that once the government sees it live, there's going to be a solution. So now it comes back, and the ball's firmly in their court, in the president's court at that point. And I think once the senators and Congress see it too, that there's actually a solution that can get built, and with roads and technology, and it's, you know, a full system, they just got to make that decision.
What does your gut tell you about what's going to happen here? You think you're going to build this thing?
Well, my hope is an American first that they build it, and, you know, I'm protected, you're protected, our children, our grandchildren are protected, and we secure our border. And I think if they can see what we have to offer and we do that, I think the president was right in one way. The wall probably almost pays for itself, because when we build the roads and the infrastructure, I don't think they need as many agents as they think, because the agents can cover more ground. And, you know, if they... our people know from sea to signing sea that if you come here illegally, you're going to hit the same type of border, you know, protection system that they can't be talked into saying, hey, there's an opening over here, I'll get you in. Then people do it the right way. And if enough people don't cross and we need the workers to come in, then it's supply and demand economics that the politicians have to fix immigration. So it all starts with the fence and the border system.
Amazing. Well, looking forward to the next couple of days of following along, tagging along, and even being in the cab of, is it a cat?
Yeah, Cat 349, and I think you're going to look real good in it.
I bet the cat folks are loving this project.
They sure are, and they're going to be there on Wednesday.
No, looking forward to it. Sounds great. Thanks, Tommy. Tommy Fisher, Fisher Industries, great North Dakota company. Build That Wall Now edition of What's On Your Mind. Senator John Hoban, when we come back.
Hey, friends, Matt the Pizza Guy from Pizza Corner here. March is a big month for us here at Pizza Corner Pizza. I mean, it's the creme de la creme for all things cold. The pinnacle of products found in your freezer. It's the Super Bowl of solid. Yes, March is National Frozen Food Month. So grab a Pizza Corner Pizza and shout, I love March! It's Frozen Food Month! Yes! Okay, maybe 86 the shouting part, but grab a chicken bacon ranch, a taco, or a deliciously deluxe with green olives today and bring Frozen Food Month happiness to the entire family. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Walsh, Emmons, Adams, Cass, Logan, Lamore, Oliver, and McLean counties in North Dakota, and Yellow Medicine County in Minnesota, and farm retirement equipment auctions in Wishing, Mott, Steele, Bowman, Hazelton, Fort Yates, and Dickinson, North Dakota. For more information on these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It seems with each passing hour, another nation is banning Boeing 737 MAX aircraft from their airspace after Sunday's Ethiopia Airlines plane crash that killed all 157 passengers and crew, including 8 Americans. British officials have just announced they're imposing such a ban. Australia, China, Indonesia, and individual airlines in Brazil and Argentina, as well as other nations, have also halted flights of those aircraft. aircraft. They are, however, still flying here in the United States, prompting the Association of Flight Attendants International President Sarah Nelson to say,
"We need to hear from the FAA with transparency here about what steps they're taking to address the concerns of the public and the crews who are working on these planes."
She spoke on CBS News. Verizon customers experiencing a text messaging outage on the East Coast at this hour, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Number one pain point for any employer right now in North Dakota, or really America, but certainly the upper Midwest, it's a big problem with the economy booming, is workforce. It's getting the right person in the job and keeping them there. The cost of turnover, the cost of recruiting, it's unbelievable. It really is. And there's one sure way to do it, and that is to put together a benefits package that is the whole package. The University of Mary is partnering with a lot of different companies where they provide opportunities for your employees to get an education that brings them up in their field. And it is working for a lot of folks. MBI Energy is one out of, about everywhere. But Dickinson good chunk of North Dakota in the oil patch. But there are many others as well. Find out more at umary.edu. umary.edu. Senator John Hoeven is here, 27 before the top of the hour. We're live in Arizona. The Build That Wall edition of What's on Your Mind. Senator, how are you?
Hey, Scott. Great to be with you. Greetings to your listeners. And I'm glad you're down there with Fisher Industries. Great North Dakota company. Does business certainly all over the western half of the United States, and we want them building that wall.
Isn't it fun to, get out there and pound the pavement a little bit for great North Dakota companies? I just love it.
They're an amazing company because they're a big company, but it's a family-owned business at the same time. And, Tommy's got his sons in there and other family members. It's just so cool. It's a great company. It really is a great company.
Well, let's start a little bit with the wall, because I know you have been working on the Corps and Department of Homeland Security and others as well to say, come on, let's go. We know that if you just do the simple math on what the Corps of Engineers has done with the dollars appropriated to date, that it's at a snail's pace. And there's reports now in Texas they've shut down until November. I don't know what's going on there, but I mentioned that to the president the other day. It just seems it's setting the administration up for failure on this. Do you see a way in moving these people to a design build and to get the pace up to a mile a day like Fisher Industries is offering?
Yeah, I think so, and I hope so. Number one, the Corps will be narrowing the list of bidders here pretty quick, hopefully within the next week or so, and I believe Fisher Industries will be on there. And I think once Fisher Industries shows them how to do it and what they can do, I think that can really help. But no question, they've got to do better. We've got to find a way to not only get the wall built, but do it, faster. And with Fisher Industries, they'll do it at less cost, too. So I think they really are the solution. And, we need to do everything we can to help them get on track and get it done.
I don't imagine this as a surprise to you, but I have to say my eyes have been opened in a whole new way in getting under the hood a little bit on this project to just say, wow. How can it be that bad when you actually get footage of some of the wall that is built, when you do the math on long it's going, when you find out they can set their own, timeline and then say they finished ahead of schedule. It's just mind-boggling to me that it can be that inefficient and that bureaucratic. Is it just how unfortunately the swamp is?
No, obviously it's not been done the way it should be, and we've got to keep working on them until we get it done right. So, I mean, the key is to keep the focus on it until we get it changed. And that's what we're trying to do. And that means working with not only the Corps, but with DHS. And I've talked to, obviously I've talked to the Secretary. I've talked to Kevin McAleenan, who's head of Customs and Border Protection. I know him very well. Helped work to get him confirmed. He's a good guy. Carla Provost, who's the head of the Border Patrol. Border Patrol, they want this wall, border barrier, whatever you call it. They want it. So they want to figure out how to get it done. And so we've got to work through the various red tape and figure out, how we can get these guys going. And that's what we're going to do.
Tommy was telling me about something I guess I didn't think about, and that is acquiring right of way for the wall and the process that takes, and explaining some of the bureaucracy that's part of that as well. He mentioned that you were an advocate for the right of way services to be done by a design builder as well, and he was saying, hey, we're from North Dakota, we know that you go just like you go talk to a farmer about his property and work with some of that, to have these conversations, we know how to do this. Where
right.
That's been a log jam. Do you see that maybe as a way of bringing down the timeline of building these things to get a more efficient process on right of way?
That's right on. That's right on. And that's why, private enterprise is innovative and creative. And if we empower them, they do amazing things. Now think about it. If you're building a pipeline or a transmission line or a fence or anything else, a road, you name it, which we do a lot of in North Dakota, right? I mean, we're an energy powerhouse. I hope you saw that we now are, this year, poised to become the largest energy exporting country in the world because we're producing so much. And North Dakota's been front and center in that whole effort. But you got to build roads, you got to build transmission, you got to build pipeline, all that. Well, that is similar to working on a wall, not only in terms of it's a construction project, but you got to work with local landowners and private landowners and make sure that you get right away. That takes going out there, working with them, making sure they're treated fair, getting a relationship going. Well, Fisher and our guys, they have that experience. And who's better at it than a North Dakotan, down-to-earth, straight shooter, straight talker? So these, again, they're the solution to get through these hurdles, whether it's building the thing right, well, faster, and at lower cost, or working with the people on the border, the landowners. Our guys are used to that. They've worked with ranchers and farmers. They know what it takes.
Questions or comments for Senator Hoeven? Welcome today on What's on Your Mind. You mentioned a moment ago, telephone number, by the way, 701-258-0550. You can text me your questions, too. It's 701-367-2054. Here's a question related to the wall. Ask Mr. Hoeven if he thinks Trump is misleading America by saying how much wall has been built.
No, I think he's trying to look. I think he's trying to shine a light on the whole thing. I think he's trying to show what we have down there, what we need down there, and figuring out how to build it. First, because it's part of national security. Border security is part of national security. It is an emergency issue down there. If you talk to the professionals, I've been down there, I've talked to them, whether it's Border Patrol, Customs and Border Protection, you need a barrier or wall, you need people, you need technology, you need all three. And so he's trying to get that job done. And that is part of enforcing our law. It's part of national security, just like we can't allow sanctuary cities. You've got to enforce the law. That's what protects everyone. That's what protects people in terms of our safety. But also, that's what protects our rights and our freedom of speech.
I see the note here you have out that Rystad Energy has released a report projecting that the United States is likely to be the world's largest exporter of oil, natural gas liquids, and petroleum products, surpassing Saudi Arabia and Russia by the third quarter of this year. In addition, the nation set to export more energy than it imports in 2020, the first time since 1953. That's from EIA, the Energy Information Administration, and no small part, North Dakota's production playing a role, right?
pretty amazing, huh? I mean, when I started as governor in 2000, Scott, we produced less than 100,000 barrels a day of oil. Today, 1.4 million barrels a day and growing. And we have all the other kinds of energy, too. We're producing incredible amounts of natural gas, which, by the way, we need to find a way to get to the West Coast and the East Coast because we can export it. It's good for our economy. It's good for our country. And it's about, you know, working with our allies in terms of national security. You know, there are just so many things about it that are good for America, and North Dakota has led the way. We are an energy powerhouse across the board, all types of energy, not nuclear, but everything else. We're right there, front and center, with the latest, greatest technologies, doing it in an environmentally sound way, doing it in a safe way, creating good jobs, just a real testament to our people and our industry and that good old North Dakota ingenuity. And that's why I talk about three legs of the stool, ag, and, of course, we're working on trade. We can talk about that, too, if you want. Energy, and I'm really making this technology push, put that third leg on the stool, and I think we're going to be known on technology the way we are in ag and energy before too long.
All right, let's see. Would you roll that question that came in a moment ago, Kevin, for Senator Hoeven?
Mr. Hoeven, when will the trade deal be finished?
Yeah.
Cattle down, grain all down. We can't go a lot longer like this. Thank you.
Right, thanks. Appreciate the question. I wanted to go to ag anyway. I talked to Larry Kudlow several times, the president's economic advisor, met with the vice president, Sonny Perdue. I'll be talking to the administration again this week. We can talk some more about it later in the week if you want. We have to get USMCA ratified by the Senate and the House, by the Congress. And I think that's going to require some work on the steel and aluminum tariffs. I'm working on that this week with the administration because we need to get USMCA across the finish line. That will help us with Canada and Mexico, two huge trading partners. With China, the administration is telling me they're making good progress. And what I'm saying to them is, look, we need to get there sooner versus later because our farmers and ranchers really need the sales. And so if the negotiation is going to continue longer, make sure that we're getting the Chinese to commit to sales. You saw that they agreed to buy 10 million metric tons of soybeans. We need more, and they're buying energy too, but we need more sales in the ag patch while this negotiation is going on. And we also need to get Japan, and the president's very good relationship with President Abe in Japan. They need to open up so our beef can get in there. So we've got to get some of these purchases going, and that's what I'm trying to do while we're negotiating to help our farmers and ranchers. But long-term, of course, this is about knocking down trade barriers that will help our farmers and ranchers sell in these markets.
There's a report that the summit has been postponed, and they've hit a road bump here, and the trade negotiations kind of cooled off. Is that true?
Well, again, it wasn't actually scheduled. They were hopeful of maybe getting something in the next month or so. They don't have anything scheduled now. They still feel the negotiations are going well, and they think they're going well in the areas of ag and energy. But, again, that's what I'm saying. Look, right now it's a tough time for our farmers, and that's why we need to get some of these purchases going while you're negotiating.
Texter, is Senator Hoeven going to support the Sunshine Protection Act to permanently move the country to daylight savings time so we can stop this ridiculous time change twice a year?
Well, that's what I got to look into some more. It's funny that interesting I got that question today. My wife asked me that yesterday. You know, hey, she was kind of saying, you know, are you sure or are we sure this daylight savings idea is a good thing or not? So I guess I better look into it. I don't have an answer on it yet. I'm certainly willing to look into it.
All right, take a quick break. Back with more with Senator John Hoeven today from Washington. We're in Arizona. I actually am going to help build the wall. They're putting me in the cab of a cat, and we're going to go to work on helping to build the wall, the demonstration for the Department of Homeland Security tomorrow. We will be there. That will be happening during the program tomorrow. More with Senator Hoeven in our final segment next. Don't go away.
At the University of Mary, our advanced nursing degrees have a national reputation for excellence. Our graduates have a 100% pass rate on national certification exams and employment. Our Doctor of Nursing Practice degree options in organizational leadership and family nurse practitioner will prepare you to become a leader in the healthcare arena. Our flexible online and hybrid options allow working adults to advance their careers. Find out more at umary.edu/DNP.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by Go Wireline. Go Wireline. You call, they go. Simple as that. Been doing that for decades. A lot of great experience. Dickinson, Williston locations, GoWireline.com. Finishing with Senator John Hoeven on the program today. I'm in Arizona. He's in Washington, D.C. Questions, comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. And I want to go back to the ag thing for a moment a little bit here. You know what? Am I right that the sort of handshake agreement from the Chinese to buy soybeans is prior to any deal? That sort of this was going to happen regardless? So where is that at?
Well, they normally purchase about 30 million metric tons a year, and obviously they're way below that this year, but they've committed to buy another 10 million metric tons. That's just one commitment, and what I'm trying to get the administration to do is as they continue the negotiation, like we talked about, get the Chinese to make additional purchases. So if we could obviously get another, 10 million metric ton purchase in addition to the one we just got and some of the other sales, you can see we're starting to get some of this crop moving. So that's what I'm talking about, whether it's energy or ag, is while they're negotiating to get commitments for some of these purchases. And in talking to people like Kudlow, they get it, and they're working to do that.
Let's see here. Fuller in Mapleton. You're next on What's on Your Mind for Senator Hovind. Go ahead, Fuller.
What is the matter with Rand Paul and the rest of his obstructionists? What about national security? Don't they get? How far underwater do we have to hold their heads anyway?
Well, in terms of the wall, you know, we'll have that vote, and myself and others will support the president. We need to build the wall just like we're talking about. It looks like there may be enough votes so that the others, like you talk about, will vote for the resolution, but the president will veto it, and then, you know, we would uphold the veto. So it will still move forward. And, you know, again, what I've said to those that, like you say, that are not going to vote for it, I say, hey, the issue you're talking about is a checks and balance issue. It goes to the 76 law, but deal with that separately. We need the wall. The legal authority is there to do it. And that's what the president's following. We should support him on that. And then as far as this other issue, if you don't like the way the 76 law works, then we need to go back and adjust that. But that's a separate issue. That should be done separately. And so that's what I'm trying to convince some of those guys to do so that they do support the effort to build the wall.
What confuses
me very much, objecting to the invasion, that's for sure.
Objecting.
Well, we need border security, and we need to uphold our laws. I mean, it's not just border security. It's enforcing these laws. It's changing
exactly.
The laws so we don't create an incentive for people to come here illegally. We take people legally, and we need the sanctuary city stuff. We are a nation of laws. We've got to enforce the laws. That's important for all of us.
Do what you can. Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
Appreciate that call. What I don't understand is that, you know, there seems to be strong legal advice to say the president's on solid footing here with the emergency, right?
Yeah.
And Rand Paul is saying, well, hey, if we were against executive orders under Obama, we got to be against them for him. But it would seem to me it's the legality of the actual decision that we ought to be worried about, not necessarily just blanket saying, well, somebody else can do this now. I mean, you'd have to have a similar national emergency that would pass legal muster in order for it to be
right.
Something a future administration could use,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you actually have two laws. You have the 76 law, and then you have a 1982 law that goes to military construction. And so both of them provide the authority for what the president's doing. And I understand people that want to argue the checks and balances, but then go, you know, one, we need to build fund the wall, so we need to do that. Then separate and apart from that, if they want to go back and address this law and somehow change it, fine, we can work on that, but that should be done separately.
Senator John Hovind with us today on What's on Your Mind. Here's another question. Do responsible adults honestly believe that a wall will keep out desperate individuals? When there's a 10-foot wall, someone will find an 11-foot ladder. Is this an item for protection or a monument for self-gratification? A chain is only as strong as its weakest link. Will the wall also extend into the Gulf of Mexico?
Okay, think about it in these terms, Scott. Let's say you were out there every single, let's say you were trained and you dedicated and committed your life to working on the border and protecting our country, okay? You're a trained professional. You've spent your whole career doing it. You're a professional now. You're doing it. And you say, look, we, to do your job, you need sufficient manpower, you need technology, and you need a wall. You need a border barrier to do your job. Don't you think that that's the people we should turn to and say, okay, they're telling us this is what they need. So again, as I've worked on this, I keep going back to listen to the professionals that work there, and they'll tell you they need this border barrier or wall, whatever you want to call it. And that doesn't mean every inch of the border, no, but wherever it makes sense. So we're trying to do what the professionals are asking for to do their job. And remember, their safety is on the line out there as well. So it's not just about our safety and our country. It's about their safety while they're out there protecting us.
You think this thing gets done? You think you look back and say, hey, I was a part of history here, and we actually got the wall built where Border Patrol wants it and better protected the border?
Yeah, I believe it will. Again, Scott, just like we're talking now, we're out there making the case, and I believe the American people support getting it done. So, yes, I believe it will be.
Well, thanks a bunch. Great job, by the way, again last week hosting the NDSU Bison. That was a blast. And seeing everybody at the White House and the Capitol, a lot of fun. So our best to you and Mikey and everybody out there. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Scott. Just a great group.
It was a good memory. There's no doubt about it. Hard to believe it was just a week ago. Things are moving fast. Build the Wall Edition, Day 2 from Arizona tomorrow. And what's on your mind? God bless you, folks. We'll see you then.
The Norwegians are coming.
Sponsored by Fargo Sons of Norway.
Two big Norwegian salmon dinners.
With Juven sauce?
Juven sauce is right.
Friday, March 22nd and March 29th. Tell us about the chef.
The chef is Steinar Vågenes from Bergen, Norway, and he will be putting the entire dinner together for all of us.
Prepared in true Norwegian style with all of the trimmings, right, Carol?
That is correct.
Tell us about the entertainment. The dinner music is by who?
Dr. David Ferrara, and of course Helen Vågenes will provide the Norwegian folk art music for your listening pleasure and joy, I can assure you.
And anyone that's traveled with you to Norway likely has been treated to that wonderful dinner and music as well, right?
That is correct.
Get your tickets while they last. The Stabo on North Broadway. Fargo Sons of Norway. 701-232-9222. Or Juven Tours and Travel. Call 701-237-9000.
The Norwegians are coming.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle? Or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.